Amalon de Kule Amal or to Michdi Bain Rabbi Yuda Bain Rabbi Meir Chomitin Aser Lemishay Shal Sulemala. Once the Gemara goes back and forth for a long time for three blat to figure out what the word or means, and we conclude ultimately that what or means bidika is by night. But since the Gemara tells us bein according to Reb Meir, bein according to Reb Yuda, Rashi explains tifli gubamastisin bar chokadavid rabbanon leoraisa. That midrabbanon, there's a machlokes, how far back do you have to create a rabbinic prohibition of eating chametz and benefiting from the chametz? Eino aser min atari rabayiro ba'achila ela misheshos misha avru sheshos gidelav gaman min acholek min lo sishachad al chametz. Since it's only going to be aser from 6 hours, and that's when the chametz prohibition is going to set in on a level of, help me out, guys, on a level of
Derabanan.
On a level of
Deoraisa.
Deoraisa. So then what? So institute that the Bedika should only exist at what time? Right before that, right before Bechatzos, which is when Vinivdaik Bishis. Let the Bedika be at the beginning of what? The 6th hour. Everyone chat the kasha? Is there anyone here that didn't chat the Gemara's kasha?
Yeah, Rav, how is that practical?
Why not?
Because if we're supposed to be, if it's supposed to be usher for us at that point, then if we're like checking right before, then there's a very good chance that we'll still have chametz.
Okay. So you're asking from a practical standpoint that you're not giving yourself enough time.
Yeah.
Guys, I thought David was going to go in this direction. I have another kasha like David was asking. Why the Gemara's suggestion is a very difficult suggestion. What do you do at Bedika, Rabbi Isai, we learned before Sukkos? You don't only do a Bedika. What else do you do?
Right.
How do you know that, Moshe? That's a bad answer. How do you know that, Moshe? Yeah, that's the same answer as the sitter. tell me how you know that, like a Tam Chacham. Moshe, you know this. Anyone ever hear that before? Gemara Psachim Vavim Abays? It's not in the Siddur. The Siddur's in the Gemara. Chevre. Who has a kasha now? Which I thought David was asking. From the 6 hour, Rabbi Isai. Is it also midrabbanan to get benefit from the chametz?
Is it from the beginning of the 6th or the end of the 6th?
Not the end of the 6th. The end of the 6th from the 7th hour after chatzos, it's also midrabbanan. Right? That's what Rashi just told us. But I want to know, midrabbanan, what restrictions apply in the 5th hour and the 6th? What is all this? What's going on Pesach morning? Can anyone help me out to like understand the OU guide for Erev Pesach, all the different zmanim? Like, what am I looking at? Does anyone know?
Like Hana, meaning you
Hana can't. Hana midrabbanan exists when?
6th.
The 6th hour, both Achila and Hana. And when is Achila starting, Rabosai? Already backed up to the 5th hour. Okay? So I could still feed my dog in the 5th hour, but I can't feed myself. Midrabbanan. And midrabbanan, I can't do anything in the beginning of the 6th hour. Now ask your kasha again, David.
The same one?
No. Chevra. Chevra, unmute yourselves.
Oh, we can't do Bedika if it's not ours, right?
Why not?
We can't do Betel if it's not ours.
Oh, You can't be mevatel something that's usher to you. Now you're asking the tzlachs kasha and psochim. Now you're asking the night of Yudas kasha. The whole kasha of the Gemara is a pella. What does it mean? The nivdik b'shis. But it's also about Amid Rabbanan. So Chassam Sofer, lav dafka is the Gemara. It doesn't really mean shis. But that's a bomb kasha, Rabbi Yisai. That's a bomb kasha, zok the tzlach. I didn't even put this on the Maror Mekoymus. This is not the right tzlach. Why am I having this tzlach? My stomach came up over yontif. Another tzlach. Let's get the tzlach and psochim. Tzlach and psochim. Right, the tzlach. Right, the tzlach. What does it mean, v'nivdek b'shis? What does it mean, v'nivdek b'shis? Right, the tzlach. It's already aser b'ano amid rabbanan.
Could you do betza beforehand and then just do betika afterwards? Or would that be useless betika?
No, because then it's not your chametz. Then you're not making the mitzvah.
Right.
Let's see. Maybe I'll share this with you guys tomorrow.
Does that have anything to do with it's only usher derabanan, but their need for bittles deraisa?
Yeah, I'm sorry, one second, give me a second. Hine. After boy dick tzarchi vatel. Right? So what does he say? So first of all, Rabbi Yisai, he says, so what's his kasha? His kasha is exactly what I just asked you. Right? If you have to be mevatel, so you can't do bedika at a time where it's going to be also, where it's not going to be shaykh to be mevatel, right? Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? I need to know why you're with me. So first of all, Rabbi Yisai, does anyone remember a discussion within the Ran and Rashi and Tosis? The Mishnah that said and introduced Bedikah, was that prior to Rabbi Yehuda Merav's din? Does anyone remember this, Rabbi Yisai?
Yeah,
the Gemara Davavim Abayz only came later on, and the Ran explained that Rashi was speaking Medina de Mishnah when there wasn't a din of Bittel yet. So first of all, if you explain like that, then you don't have a kasha. So the Gemara is asking a kasha on the din of the Mishnah before Rabbi Yehuda Merav, where there wasn't a din that you had to be mevatel at every time you would be boydik. So if you understand like that, then you can understand the Gemara's kasha. Yes, Sakhnovitz.
Are there two, and maybe I'm misunderstanding the question, are there two different wordings for bittel? Like, don't you say kol chamira de'ika b'shute that you don't know about at night, and then...
Yeah, this is before any bittel. There are different types of bittel. But Lamaisi is saying you can never, if we're asking not to be boydik at a time where it's going to be usher, bittel is not going to be applicable. Okay? So that's one answer. So he says, my kasha is only according to Tosfos. L'divrei Tosfos b'reish mechilton gabi mechach me'amishna hoya bittel. Meaning he formulates his question according to Tosfos that disagreed with the Ran, that held what? That even in the time of the Mishnah, they knew this halacha of Rav Yudam Arav, that you had to be mevatel when you were baidik. So then the kasha comes back to life. Right? Everyone with me? It all is hinging on that Machlekes Ran and Tosfos, whether or not there's a difference between the historically, between the Bedikas Chametz at the time of the Mishnah and the Bedikas Chametz at the time of Rabbi Yehuda Merav. So if you understand like Tosfos, that at the time of the Mishnah, yeah, Moshe.
I'm having a hard time understanding the Gemara's question, meaning we established Or as nighttime. So why is then why is the Gemara fighting the Mishnah, right? Meaning, if Or is nighttime,
the Gemara is trying to understand the Mishnah. Why do you have to do that? Why?
Why at nighttime?
Yeah, that's the good.
Meaning it's really asking the Mishnah.
All we've done for the past year, or however long we've been learning, is what's the definition of Or?
Right.
We never explained why.
So it's really a why question on the Mishnah itself.
Yeah.
I mean, why are we doing it at night?
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
So now the Gemara says, why do it at night? if it's only going to be usher anyways from Chatzos, so just do it at the sixth hour. What's the big deal, right? The Gemara says, right? The Gemara just clarify. Frech the tzlach. What do you mean do it at the sixth hour? That's ridiculous. And you can't be mevatel it. Well, so I'm saying back, well, maybe the Mishnah never knew that you had to be mevatel it. That's the Ran's Perish against Tosis in the beginning of the Masechta. Was there a difference in Bidikas Chometz at the Dina de Mishnah and generations later, Rabbi Yehuda Merav and Vavam Abbas said that you have to be mevatel for his concern. So that historical issue that we already learned between the Machlekes, between Tosis and the Ran, will now have ramifications that got to be understanding the Gemara's Kasha. But if you understand like Tosis or Boisai that the Gemara's Kasha meant what it said, and the Dina de Mishnah also held that Bidika needs Bittul, so now you're going to have a Kasha. So how are you going to understand the Gemara's Kasha? But it's also about Nom de Rabbanon. So how could you be Mevatel? So Zok Tetzlach, the Gemara's Kasha, is only going according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Chametz is not Aser Bano. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Rabbi Yossi, it's a five-liner of a Tzlach. I'll read you the words. Hine afta boidik tzor shivatel, uledivri atoises perish mechilton gambi mechach mea mishnah, hoya abitol, ubishis kvar eno vershusel avatlo. So how could you be mevatel if it's aser? Mikomo kom kevin de chuli alme isla orli adalad boidkin, im kain le Rabbi Yossi Aglili. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it holds chametz is not aser ba'ana, nivdoik beshis, but according to the way we paskin that chametz is aser ba'ana, the Gemara's kasha is not a kasha. Everyone follow Rabbi Say? That's the Tzlach and Dav Dalid Amid Aleph. That day, only because David asked the Kasha did I introduce it to you guys.
Could Rabbi repeat it one
more? Rabbi, doesn't the Torah put Chametz into your Rishus?
Yeah.
So if it's, even though it's Aser Ba'ana, the Torah.
No. Rabbi Say, Yosef wants to know if you can be Mevatel Chametz on Pesach.
No, because it's not yours.
Absolutely not. It's the Gemara says that the Torah puts chametz into your reshus to violate ba'yirah ba'yimotze. But once it's usa, you can't now do bittel.
I'm doing bidika, though, at the same time.
You're doing it's bidika not, as man that it's mutter, in your, that there's no iser chametz yet. Oh, so that's just in terms of the suggestion of the Gemara. V'nivdak bishis. So what does the Gemara say? Nah, you can't check it at six. Why? B'chi tema, you're violating what? A klal in gans shas. Learned out from the Gemara in Psachim Dalet Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yossi. This is one of the few places, Psachim Dalet Amid Aleph, Yuma Chof Ches, that what? We learn the din of Zrizim Akdim in Lemitzis. Ella, what that we say, the chitim is reason magdin lemitzos, and therefore we can't delay it till when? Till the sixth hour. Correcting Amara Kashas, you want to talk reason magdin lemitzos? So be accurate and do reason magdin lemitzos. Means what, Rabbi Yossi? Nivdaik mitzafra. So let's do what reason magdin lemitzos usually applies. Right, the chsiv. Because we have precedent for this. And whenever the Machayiv of Zerizim Maklin Lemitzvah applies by other mitzvahs, right? We're comparing the mitzvah of Bdikas Chametz to all other mitzvahs. So the mitzvah of Mila. Do you do the Mila at night, Rabbi Yossi, the night of the 8th? No. Elish is Zerizim Maklin Lemitzvah. Even though you have the whole 8th day technically to do a Mila, Rabbi Yossi. And if someone calls me up and tells me, Rabbi, I forgot to do the meal in the morning. Should I do a bris meal in the afternoon? What's going to be the halacha, Rabbi Yossi?
Yes.
Don't miss the 8th day. Chalila, you're going to delay it. Do it as quick as possible. Get a mile to your house before Shkia to make sure that you do the meal and you don't miss the meal of Bismano. But what? If you call me the day before and tell me when should I schedule the bris, I'll tell you, do it in the mornings. Reason Makdim limits. But never do we say that you should do it the night before. And also, Shneamar, as the Pasuk says by the Akedah, Vayash came Avram Baboiker. When did Avram go for the Akedah Baboiker? So what? You see that the din of Zerizim Akdin Lemitzos is only when?
Metaphor.
It's only in the morning. So frek the Gemara Kasha, that should apply equally to the mitzvah of Bdikas Chometz. Okay?
Huh?
Yeah.
So I had a Kasha on the, or I guess a Shaila on the pasuk that they use with Abraham, because that was a mitzvah like for Abraham at that time. And so is that something that we can extrapolate for mitzvah that we're given to like all of Bnei Israel now? Like of
the it's a good kasha. This is a good kasha. This is a very important discussion that we need to discuss at another time about what things you're allowed to learn out from Kodesh Matan Torah.
Okay.
The Rambam tells us in Perashat Mishnayos, we learned last year in Maseches Chulin, I don't know if you guys remember, that we can't learn out the chiyuv of mitzvahs from Avram Avinu and from the Avos. But we still can learn out the design of the mitzvahs. And if we're just learning out a way to act in those mitzvahs and emulate those mitzvahs and a concept called Rizim Agdimim, that we're able to learn out from Avram Avinu, because we're not learning out a mitzvah called Mila. You're right. If you would ask me, why am I chayiv in Mila? The Rambam says in Perashat Mishnayos in Chulin, you're chayiv in Mila because of Moshe Rabbeinu, not because of Avram Avinu. But I'm learning out something else. I'm learning out the way Avram Avinu approached the mitzvah. That's something I can learn out from a concept called Zeriz Makdim. I can learn out from Avram. So everybody said that's the Gemara's Kasha.
Rav?
Yeah.
Why can't we say that the Boker thing only applies to Bris Mila? Like, we learn from the Pasuk that only by Bris Mila should we do it in the morning.
That's a bomb Kasha. I want to hear what Judah asked.
How do you learn from the Pasuk? It's only Mila.
The Gemara's Kasha is a very severe Kasha when it brings from Mila.
But the Pasuk isn't even...
The Pasuk's not talking about Mila.
Yeah, the Pasuk's not Mila.
Talk about taking Yitzchak.
That's the second Pasuk. That's the second Pasuk. Judah's asking on the first Pasuk.
You're saying why bring the Pasuk up? Okay.
Mila's not a riot to anything. Adman, you have an answer, Adman? It's a bomb Kasha. There's no concept of Zeriz Makdim. What does the Gemara want you to do by Mila?
The earliest time you can do it is on the eighth day.
Exactly. That's Judas Kasha.
I'm saying.
But the earliest time.
I don't think that is the earliest time. That's being Zeriz Makdim.
Fine, but that doesn't apply to Bdikas Chometz. But Bdikas Chometz, I could do it earlier at night.
No, I'm saying that the earliest time you can possibly do this mitzvah is on the eighth day. If you do
which mitzvah?
Mila.
Right. So why you bring a raya from me to Bdikas Chometz and I shouldn't do it at night?
You do it on the eighth day. That's Zeriz Makdim on the mitzvah. That's the earliest time you can possibly do it.
Tzvi, no, you're not answering my kasha.
We don't need the first puzzle.
Tzvi, you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Judah asked. Say it again.
In this pasuk, why don't we just only apply it to Mila? Just say that, you know, by Mila, you're supposed to do it in the morning, but by every other mitzvah, the reason Makdim in the mitzvah is to do it at night or the first opportunity.
But Judah, say it stronger. It's because Mila is not even a possibility at night.
Yeah.
Like you just said, Tzvi. You're strengthening what Judah's asking.
Rabbi, the raya for that is for the pasuk of Akedat Yitzchak. Maybe Abraham can go in the night.
So why did the Gemara bring up Mila?
The proof is to teach the reason Magnim Lamitz. They learn it from my Ashkema.
Louder. Well, I got to make you louder. Hold on one second. I can't hear. Say again?
He's not learning from Mila. It's learning from my Ashkema. Like Mila, it's learning from my Ashkema Abraham Baboker. He can make all the day.
What Leon's saying is the concept of the reason Magnim applies to Mila. Legabe going to a 7 o'clock minion instead of a 9 o'clock minion. Hanami, the Gemara is not learning the kasha of tzafra from Mila. That's a big chiddush, Leon. The Gemara says the ema mi tzafra, and the Gemara says from Mila.
Yeah, but Abraham can go in the night to make alkenat Yitzchak, and he went in the morning.
I chap, but just leave out Mila. So leave out Mila.
No, you're just bringing the other Gemara that learns there is in Magdim Mila Mitzvot from Bayashkim Abraham Babu.
Very strange why the Gemara mentioned Mila. So you're saying that by Mila also we have a concept called Zerizim Magdim. Because you should do it by the earliest time in the morning when it's mutter, you know, instead of doing it later in the day. But that's not an answer to the kasha of night versus day. It's just an example of an application of Zerizah Makdim.
It's in it get like every time has its gather. It's gather. It's all the day.
Right.
Yeah, Moshe. Rebbe, you're allowed to start before that.
Mila?
No, not Mila. I'm saying with chametz. Chametz, you have so much time to do bedika for.
You are not allowed to do a bedika before the night of the 14th.
I'm saying the night though. Like, you are allowed.
Yeah, so the Gemara is asking why just do it in the morning. Why is the Gemara saying that I have to do it at night? Moshe.
I mean, it almost sounds like the raya for series of Markim and the Mitzvos is against the mission entirely. Right? Meaning, if you're going like what Leon said, and it's Vayashkim Avraham Boker is the source for that. So then okay. You would think that
Gemara says you got to do it at night. So Gemara says, why? Why at night? Why don't you just do it the 6 hour? Oh, the Gemara says, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me there's a concept called Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvos. If it's only based on Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvos, says the Gemara, then it should only be in the morning. So on that, Judah asks, what's the Gemara's raya for Mila that it should only be in the morning? That's because Mila can't be at night. But maybe Zerizah Makdim in general, if I only had the din of Mila, would apply by other mitzvahs by night. So on that, and on that, Leon's saying, no, but then Yavake, that's Yitzchak. Fine. Saying,
is that not meaning that's against what we just learned out that it's at night, right? Meaning,
yeah. The Gemara didn't answer the kasha yet. The Gemara didn't answer the kasha yet. I'm just trying to figure out even the Gemara's kasha and suggestion of what he means. Reason Magdim Mitzvah. Judah's asking about Bam kasha. Judah's asking about Bam kasha. What? It's a little strange, Moshe, because it's a kasha on what you're learning, because that shouldn't be a source if it's puzzle wasn't a possibility.
I'm saying
if I tell you don't start eating matzah today, right? You're going to laugh in my face like you just did because there's no havamina to do it to eat matzah right now.
Then why does the puzzle got to say if I ask him about my boker?
What?
Never mind. I'm confused.
Right. Wait, but Rabbi, I'm confused. Isn't the whole idea of Mila is that you have the entire day?
Yeah, but the Gemara is asking why. The Gemara is asking that why are you doing it at night? Zerizah Makdim is only by day.
Well, we see by the next pasuk that Avraham got up right away.
Fine. That's what Leon answered. But Mila is not a riot to anything. That's what Judah's asking.
No, but can't you say that that was his mitzvah? Meaning, you have mitzvot. Meaning, at that time, Avraham only had that mitzvah. But we see Avraham got up early to do mitzvahs, even though he had the whole day. So there's a concept of doing mitzvahs beforehand.
So, but then the Gemara asked the Ema Mitzafra?
Yeah, because why not do it? Meaning, you have the whole, like, do it.
Why can't Zerizah Makdim apply to at night?
Because we see Vayashkim.
Right, that's if you read the pasuk literally. Right, if you read it literally, so then it's dafka means.
Again, the Gemara says if you tell me it's because of Zerizah Makdimim, so then only do it in the morning. How do you know that it's only in the morning?
Vayashkim.
How do you know that Zerizah Makdimim doesn't apply at night?
Vayashkim.
So you're ignoring the pasuk by Mila.
I would just the pasuk of Mila is that was his like that he had. Yeah, I don't know necessarily how to read it. I was thinking just that he. That Avraham at that point only had that one mitzvah, and we see from a pasuk later on that this is the way he conducted himself when he had mitzvahs.
Yeah, I'm saying you have to touch up the Gemara somehow.
Yeah,
I hear. It's a difficult. What Judah's asking is a good kasha, okay? But be that as it may, Rabbi, you say whatever the teretz is, we have to work on it. Is that the Gemara assumed that the concept of Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvahs applies to the morning? And not the night. And that was the Gemara's gang. And that was what the Gemara was going with to try to say that you should not have Bedikas Chametz like the way the Mishnah presented. It should be at night. If it's only because of Zerizah Makdimim, then it should be in the day. On that, the Gemara answers Moshe, and that's the Gemara's kasha. No, the Gemara's answer, you missed the boat. It's not because of Zerizah Makdimim, but rather it's because what? We need the Bedika to be B'Shah Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, B'Shah Shem De'odim B'Bateim. When people come home from work, they're in their houses. and it's a time when the candle is going to be effective. So that's the answer to the Gemara. We have to get back to that answer. Why do you need both reasons, which is something that should all bother you? What do you need two reasons? Why isn't it sufficient just with one reason? So I have to get back to that Kasha Mirtz Hashem if we have time, because I really want to start moving and covering some ground. So I have to figure out if we're going to analyze that sugya. But that's a Kasha that should all bother you. So the Gemara answered the Kasha. But now I want to refocus everybody saying, take this opportunity to discuss something that's really relevant to us always. This concept of reasoning Magdin LaMitzvah, which is what the Gemara thought was a tzad to say that it should only apply in the morning and it shouldn't apply at night. Always bothered me, Rabbi Say. Very difficult. This concept of Zriz Magdin LaMitzvah. So what's it coming to tell you? That you should always try not to push things off. You shouldn't delay. You shouldn't be, you know, a guy who just delays things. When you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you should do it at the first opportunity. The Shaila is, Rabbi Say, is that I quoted to you a few different Gemaras. A few different Gemaras from around Shas that apply to a lot of different principles that seem to be a little bit problematic, because it seems to be that Chazal are very repetitive in this concept. Give me one example, Rabbi Say. Reish Lakish tells us a klal that Rashi tells us is learned out from the drasha of mitzvah aboya v'shmartim es matzos. What parsha is that in, Rabbi Say?
It's in Parshas Lechodesh at the end.
Parshas Bo, right? Parshas Bo, Parshas Lechodesh, good. V'shmartim es matzos. What's the drasha of Reish Lakish? What? V'shmartim es
mitzvos.
Which means mitzvah aboya yodcha.
Don't let it get
chomet. This is the source, Rashi tells us, for what klal, Rabbi Say? Ain't mavir and ala mitzvahs. You don't, if you can do a mitzvah, don't pass it. Don't pass it. So Rabbi Say, I ask you, Akasha, why do you need both of these klalim? Akasha that should have bothered you, Rabbi Say, from the time that you were able to say, Torah tzivalanu maisha marashakilas Yaakov. Right? This is something that should bother you. Why do you need both of these klalim? Ain't mavir and ala mitzvahs, and zriza makdin la mitzvahs. It just seems to be repetitive. To make matters worse, Rabbi Say, to make matters worse, you have more klalim in the Gemara. The Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. What's the Gemara coming and telling you, Menachos, Rabbi Say? Something that Zach Stauber and Menachem couldn't believe. They couldn't believe what they saw, Rabbi Say. What does the Gemara Menachos say on Daf Ayin Beis?
Yes.
What?
Yudoche Shabbos.
Yudoche Shabbos. What's the din? What's the Gemara telling you?
Aviva mitzvah.
Hector Chalev and Veivarim. Hector Chalev and Veivarim is mutter to do on Matzah Shabbos?
Yeah.
Yes. But even though l'chadchila, since it's supposed to be done at the Shas HaKrovas HaKorban, which was when? The Zrikas Hadam. What does the Zrikas Hadam have to be, Rabbi Say? The sprinkling of the blood has to be done before what?
Yeah.
Before Shkia. So Memela, the Zman HaKorban Julian is when? Is before Shkia. So if L'chadchila, the Akhtaras HaRimurim that are burnt on top of the Mizbeach should be done at the Zman of the Korban, so L'chadchila, you should burn the Emurim on Shabbos. And because of a what? Because of this from guy who wants, you know, he's a freshback, this flip out from Eretz Yisrael, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, you know, he's going to be Doicha Shabbos. Doicha Shabbos. Unbelievable Gemara Menachos. That's right, Zach Stauber. Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Why does Gemara say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? Why doesn't the Gemara say Zerizim Akdin L'Mitzvah? Why doesn't the Gemara say Emavir and Alamitzvah? What in the world's going on over here, Rabbi Say? You think it stops there? It doesn't stop there. The Gemara in Yevamis. What does the Gemara in Yevamis say, Moshe?
Which Moshe?
I don't know. Duel it out, guys. What's the case? There are a bunch of brothers, right?
One's overseas,
right? So in general, when you have options of all the brothers that are around, so who does the Yibam or who does the Chalitza?
The oldest.
But if the oldest brother is not around, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says what?
Go down the line.
It goes to the rest of the brothers.
The Katan does it, right? So what's the rationale of the Gemara?
to wait until he grows up.
Well, what's the rationale of the Gemara that we don't wait for the older brother?
Ein mavir na mitzvot.
That's not what the Gemara says, Judah. You just made up a Gemara. You made up a Gemara. Why?
Ein mashin on a mitzvot.
Shehu ye mitzvah loy mashinon. Chevra, we have four dinim in the Gemara that say the same exact thing four times with four different lashonis. Does this bother anyone? Or do I have to lose my voice that I already lost on Simchas Torah?
Is it possible that some of them are dealing with how and some of them are dealing with when? And you can't just say that the series of Makdivin the Mitzvahs is more of like a din in how you're doing the mitzvah as opposed to Mavirin is more of like a when you do it.
Makdivin the Mitzvah is telling you to do the mitzvah as early as possible, Moshe.
I'm saying, is it or is it telling you how to do it? Meaning, right, is it more of like a din in like, are you enthusiastic about it?
Tell you how to do it.
Versus,
tell you how to do it. I have a Shiloh right now, Moshe. I'm about to shake Luluf. Should I do it at 8 o'clock or should I do it at 9 o'clock? The reason Makdivin the Mitzvah. I would have gotten the same conclusion by Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. I would have gotten the same conclusion with Shuya Mitzvah Lomashinat. I would have gotten the same conclusion with Chavim Mitzvah B'Shait.
No, meaning maybe not. Meaning, right, for example, the Gemara in Yuma, right, where it's, right, why does he clean the ashes off of the Mizbeach for the menorah? It's a functional thing. Meaning he's closer to it, so he shouldn't physically pass over.
So now it's the reason Magdil Mitzvah. So listen to what Moshe is saying. Who did Moshe just rip off this teretz from?
The Turi Evan.
So Moshe is a ganav. Moshe, you hear what I'm saying?
I didn't say Turi Evan. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So good. So he's not a ganav. So I have to ask Mechiv.
I mean, I still am, but I didn't see it.
So Moshe was Mechavin to the Turi Evan. Adrabba, what I just said, what I just was choshed him with, I actually is now his shvach. You see? That's tshuva me'av. That's donos nasis lokis chuyos. You see, the avera can become a mitzvah. It can become a schus. You see? So Rabbi Isai, the Turi Evan says, there's no stira. Turi Evan is the first one that starts to work on this kash. Zokte Heilige Turi Evan. Zokte Heilige Turi Evan. He says, commenting on a Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah is discussing when you have an leap year. When you have an leap year, which Adar should be the one that the mitzvahs of Purim apply to? Should it be Adar Rishon or should it be Adar Sheni? So on the one hand, the Svar Chitzayna and the first Tana of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is that what? It should be an Adar Rishon. Why? Because the Gemara says, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. You have the first opportunity to do the mitzvah. So why pass it up? Why pass it up? It should be an Adar Rishon. Then the Gemara says, the next Tana says it should be an Adar Sheni for an entirely different Svara. What's the Svara, Rabbi Isai? L'mismach gula gula. You want the Nes of Purim should be in close proximity to the gula of Mitzrayim, the gula of Nisa. But everyone agrees fundamentally, Rabbi Isai, were it not for that additional Svara, that we would say what? We would say, it should be Adar Aleph because of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. So comes along the Turi Evan and he opens up and he says, is this a good usage of the phrase Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs? Says the Turi Evan, every time that Reish Lakish tells us this concept of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, he's talking about like Moshe saying in the Gemara in Yuma, where you bump into an opportunity to do a certain mitzvah. Like you're at a certain corner of the Mizbeach. Or you're faced with doing the haktara before doing something else. So now for you to move away from that makom, that would be a bizayon, that would be a zilzal. Masha Inkain says the Turi Evan, that's in terms of a location or that's in terms of dropping mitzvah and moving on to something else. However, the Gemara is dealing with something totally different. The Gemara is dealing with when I choose the timing of a mitzvah, should it be at the earlier Adar or it should be at the later Adar? Says the Turi Evan, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara is lav dafka. And what the Gemara really meant to say is what, Rabbi Yisai?
Zrizin.
Zrizin makdim la mitzvah. Rabbi Yisai, who is this speaking? The Turi Evan. This is the Shagas Aryeh. in his Perush HaMegillah, because of our very kasha, on how do you differentiate between the concept of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs and the concept of Zerizah Makdil Mitzvahs. He tells us that the Gemara didn't really mean what it said in Megillah. And fundamentally, he makes a distinction and he says, Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs is location-based or is makum-based, is like Moshe presented, how you shouldn't walk around a spot and an area where you're bumping into a mitzvah and move to another mitzvah. Or, it says the Turi Evan, or if you're involved in one mitzvah, you're going to drop it and now move on to another mitzvah. That's passing over a mitzvah. That is Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs. Masha Ein Kein, there's another concept called Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvahs. That's just a time issue. I have one mitzvah, and I have the decision whether or not I should do it earlier or I should do it later. That's a different halachic principle. And that is a question of when. And that is where the Gemara applies the principle of Zerizah Makdin LeMitzvahs. Turi Evan is aware that he's lav dafkin in the Gemara. But at the end of the day, he's the Shagas Aryeh. And he has the rest of Shas to support him because he actually knows Shas. And he has the ability to say that based on this idea, I'm now telling you this distinction that now starts to put the pieces of the puzzle together of why you have different Gemaras telling you different things at different points in time. Everyone with me, Rabbi Isai? David.
Wouldn't then Shehuyah Mitzvah and Shehuyah seem to be the same thing as Ein Ma'avir?
Yeah. One thing, David's 100% right. One thing that Turi Evan does not deal with is he only differentiates between Zerizah Makdim and LeMitzvahs and Ein Ma'avir and LeMitzvahs. He still does not tell us why we need another klal called Shehuyah Mitzvah Lo Mashinon that we still have to add on, even if the Turi Evan is correct. Good. Moshe. Whoa. Does anyone accept what Moshe just said? Whoa. The source of Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvah? No, that's not what you meant to say. What's the source of Zerizah Makdim LeMitzvah, Moshe? Without knowing anything else. Right. But what is Moshe asking? Chevra. Now Moshe just asked the Maka Kasha. Whose Kasha did Moshe Cohen just ask?
Could I repeat the Kasha?
I don't have to repeat the Kasha.
The Avnei Nezer.
Thank you. Did anyone see the Avnei Nezer inside?
Yeah.
The Avnei Nezer asked Moshe Cohen's Kasha. He says, what's the source for Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs, Rabbi Isai? Mitzvah says a matzah, right? That's a matzah, says a mitzvah. Good. What's that din? Mitzvah bo yadcha al tachmitzena. Says the Avnei Nezer. Isn't that time? Exactly what Moshe just asked. V'mchilas kavod turi evan. I think he's dead wrong. And even the concept of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvahs. Sometimes it doesn't apply to time, like the turi evan pointed out. Like the time of the avoda. Like the area of bumping into the different corners of the Mizbeach and what you do first, that is location based. I'm not disagreeing with that. But the principle and the distinguishing factor between Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs and Zerizah Makdimim is not time versus not time. Because as Rashi points out in Yuma, that Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs also applies to time. So Rabbi Isai, based on the Kasha of Moshe Cohen, and based on the Kasha of the Avnei Nezer, we are back to what? Square one. We're back to our original question. There's no difference. So now we're stuck. So the Avnei Nezer might have disproved the Turi Evan, but now the Avnei Nezer is going to have to come on to what? An entirely different explanation. Okay?
I mean, why can't you just say Habali Yadcha is Dafka? I'm talking about physically when it comes to like meaning the same way when you get to Makomo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but habaliyadcha is saying when you have it, don't wait with it.
I think mitzvah habaliyadcha just means that it's the opportunity to fulfill.
Yeah, so you come, meaning you've come to that
corner. I have a mitzvah that I don't hold. Let's say I have a mitzvah that I don't hold in my hand, so I'm not going to apply that principle. And the fact that it's in your hand, but it's still, if it's still time-based.
No, but even by the Mizbeach, it wasn't that it was physically in your hand, but it's like now it's the time for you to do it.
And then he proves, right, that even the din of building a sukkah Matzah Yom Kippur and not waiting till Sukkot is based on Eim Avir and Alamitzis. And then he says, by Pidyon HaBen, he says, after 30 days, don't delay because of mitzvah boliyotcha al tachmitzena. What am I holding in my hand, David? The whole thing, the whole chametz thing, it's all zman-based, says the Avnei Nezer. So very, he says, the Turi Avin, he thinks is wrong. It's not just passing from one mitzvah or one area to another. So what is the chilek, Rabbi Yisai? What does the Avnei Nezer say? Yeah, Jack.
I don't know if this is what the Avnei Nezer says, but I'm just thinking that one is we're dealing with passive and active. When Zrizus comes, we have to be active for Zrizus to happen. And for Eim Avir, it's coming towards us, and we either can pass it over and do a different mitzvah, or we can just, as it comes, we do it. So
what do you mean, Eim Avirin? I could be active in Eim Avirin. Eim Avirin,
the time comes to read Megillah. I could either do it now or I could do it in Adar Beis. If with Zriz Makdi and the Mitzvahs by Bedika, I don't have to, it's the time comes, but I can push it off a little more. I can decide when to do it.
That's passive.
That's active.
No.
I can go ahead and do it.
If I don't do it at the earliest time, that's a passive delay.
But I can also, I'm able to push it off. You can't push off Megillah reading at a certain point.
Well, that's what the Gemara is trying to decide. When's the Zman? So it's a delay in time. It's all the same.
But the time is coming towards you. And you're not going.
Time is always coming towards me.
But when there's the mitzvah, I guess you could look at it like that. I don't know.
Rabbi, is reason like just a piece of advice?
I don't know. Meaning, you want to know if it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Well, like, what are you asking?
It sounds like Eim Avirin is like you can't do it. Like, this is what you have to do. And his reason is like, by the way, go out and do it early.
Good, 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 good. Yosef?
Why are we assuming that they're two different things? Why can't we just say it all falls under the umbrella of Al Tachmitzena?
The Gemara just arbitrarily in four different places decided to use four different Lashonos and four different Makoros?
The Lashon of Ein Ma'avirin is we don't pass up a mitzvah for something else.
And the Gemara is learning that it's usher to do certain things and to approach the Avoda. Rabosei, what did the Gemara and Yuma tell us based on this klal? Anyone remember the Gemara?
Masadeshin.
What, that you do it what?
Before lighting the menorah.
Right, because you bump into that first. So why did the Gemara just say it's Zerizim Magdinen?
Why would we assume that Zerizim is dealing with halachic ramification? Meaning, the source for Zerizim isn't halacha, but the source for this, for
applying it to, we're applying it to the halacha of when B'dikas Chametz is. This is going to create the OU guide.
I mean, the Havamin is, but the question is why? Meaning, it doesn't seem like it's a halakhic-based thing, right?
It feels like it's...
You're
like
telling me Zerizim HaDimon is Amidas Chasidus.
It's an animal. So, right, that's thinking about what's happening, right?
So that's a little problematic to understand in the Havamin of our Gemara, Moshe.
I mean, right, meaning, because then why should our Gemara use that versus Eim Avirin?
Chevra, who saw the Tosis in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed? Anyone get to there? Moshe, you read that Tosfos in Shabbos Kuf Lamed. I don't want to ruin it for you. You read that Tosfos in Shabbos, David. You read that Tosfos in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed. I guarantee you will not be saying what you're saying. Rabbi Yosef Engel proves from that Tosfos something unbelievable about Zerizim Magdim Lemitzis. And the Rabbi Yosef Engel happens to be on our daf. I have to take a picture of it and send it to you guys. Rabbi Yosef, we need a new definition
to how to distinguish between all of these halachic principles, but it seems like I'm a little ahead of you guys in the Makaris. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to hold off over here. Rabbi Isai, do me a favor. Once again, tomorrow, Moshe, I'm done. Moshe, stop the recording. Tomorrow at